好，感谢主，我们能够再次聚到他面前。
We thank the Lord we can once again gather before Him.
我们一起来读一些的圣经。
We'll read the Bible together.
我们翻到哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
今天圣经读的会多一点，所以就不翻译了。
We have more to read today, so we will not interpret into the English.
所以读英文的我们请跟着一起来读
and brothers and sisters who are reading in English please follow
第九章十九节
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 19
我虽是自由的无人辖管然而我甘心做了众人的仆人为要多得人第二十三到二十七节
verses 23 to 27
凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故为要与人同得这福音的好处岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑但得奖赏的只有一人你们也当这样跑好叫你们得到奖赏凡效力争胜的诸事都有节制他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕所以我奔跑不像无定向的我斗拳不像打空气的我是攻克己身叫声服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了然后在接下来第十章的第一到十二节
Chapter 10 verses 1 through 12
弟兄们我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下都从海中经过都在园里海里受洗归了摩西并且都吃了一样的灵食也都喝了一样的灵水所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石那磐石就是基督但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人所以在旷野倒闭这些事都是我们的见解叫我们不要贪恋恶事像他们那样贪恋的也不要拜偶像像他们有人拜的如经上所记百姓坐下吃喝起来玩耍我们也不要行奸淫像他们有人行的一天就倒闭了两万三千人也不要试探主像他们有人试探的就被蛇所灭你们也不要发怨言像他们有发怨言的就被灭命的所灭你们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒并且写在经上正是鉴戒警戒我们这末世的人所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎免得跌倒今天我想跟弟兄姊妹交通就哥林多前书这一段保罗的劝勉
What I want to share with brothers and sisters today is the encouragement that Paul has for us in 1 Corinthians over here.
如果有一个题目的话，我想说是同得这福音的好处。
If I were to say there's a topic, it would be to partake of this gospel.
我在想这一段经节，最近我们大家读圣经都在不同的场合都读到这一段圣经。
To partake of the goodness of this gospel. And I know that many Bible study groups have also read these passages.
我们知道哥林多前书是保罗写给哥林多教会的一份书信。
We know that Paul wrote the book of Corinthians to the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
他们都信了主。
They have believed.
然后在主里有很多的知识。
They have great knowledge in the Lord.
甚至他们在主里却是像一个属肉体的人一样。
But they are of the flesh in the Lord.
所以有许多的问题。
So there are many problems.
所以保罗是在写这份书信，想解决他们的一些问题。
So Paul wrote First Corinthians to try to solve their problems.
所以在讲到第九章的时候，他就讲到他是传福音的。
So in chapter 9 he speaks of he's one who preaches the gospel.
在刚才读的19和23节我们知道保罗就是尽他一切所能的来传福音。
In verses 19 and 23 we know that Paul did all he can to preach the gospel.
他虽然是自由的但是他甘心做众人的奴仆。
Even though he was free, he was willing to be the servant to all.
他为了要救人。
to win many.
但是他在第二十三节的时候他说
But in verse 23, here's what Paul wrote.
他所行的这些事都是为了传福音。
All that he did was for the gospel's sake.
但他后面那句他说为要与人同得这福音的好处。
And then he goes on to say that I may be partaker of it with you.
但我在读到这有一个感觉就是如果我是保罗好不容易传的福音这些人信主了哇感谢主。
If I were Paul, I would, you know, preach the gospel and they believe, you know, well, thank the Lord.
然后就停在那里了。
And then I'll stop there.
但是保罗在这里说他传福音是为了与人同得这福音的好处。
But Paul here, he says that he did this, he preached the gospel is to be, that he may be partaker of it with us.
好像他也跟刚信主的一样都是得到了这个还有更多的要往前追求的。
That he liked all of us that, you know, once he believed, there is still more to pursue.
好像他还没有得到一样。
As if he has not attained it.
所以他才说要同得这福音的好处。
So he said, maybe partaker of it.
然后保罗也就在后面继续说他要我们要在信了主之后要前面有个赛程要在赛跑的。
And Paul went on to say that after we believe there is a race, we have to continue to run the race.
他说他奔跑是不是无定向的。
That he run in such a way that he has a direction.
他说他斗拳不是打空气的。
That he has a goal and he has, he doesn't beat the air.
他竭力在跑。
He is, He's running with diligence.
然后在二十四节他也说你们也当这样跑。
He also said that in verse 24, you have to run in such a way.
在保罗那里他是一直在跑。
Paul continues to run.
他也要刚信主的也一直在跑。
He wants all who have even just accepted the Lord to run.
然后在第二十七节他这里他心中有一个担心。
In 27, he was thinking about this, have this worry.
他恐怕他传福音传给别人，但是自己反被弃绝了。
At last, when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified.
我就在想，我们信的是同一个福音。
We, you know, I was thinking, we believe in this one gospel.
所以保罗在这里强调同得的福音。
He said that I may be partaker of it.
但是他信了福音之后
And after he has believed the gospel,
在他前面就有段路程在跑。
He has this race set before him to run.
但我就想到我们自己，就是我们也信了福音，但是我们是在跑吗？
What about us? We have believed in this gospel. Are we running?
就是我们曾经跑过，我们现在还在跑吗？
We have ran, but are we still running?
当我在想到保罗在这里跑，心中就被一个提醒。
When I see Paul running here, I'm being reminded in my heart.
我知道保罗在这里说的跑不是说从在外面的。
I know that what Paul is speaking about here, this running is not the outward running.
不是说我们有各样的聚会我都参加。
Not that I come to all the meetings.
要读的圣经我都读。
And all the scripture that I have to read, I read.
我们要一起去服侍，我们也一起去。
And to, you know, there is service, so we are going to serve together.
但这里摸着的就是在我们里面真的是不是感觉我在主里面在跑一条路。
But what touches us here is that we are in the Lord. Are we running in Him?
就是我在主里有心愿，然后在这一段时间里，好像主带我往前了。
Do I have this desire that in these days, you know, that the Lord has already brought me even forward more?
心中在想，就是我信了主之后，我到底有没有在跑？我跑了多少
？And after I believed in the Lord, was I running? Am I running? And how much have I ran?
Pandemic 到现在已经过了整整三年了，在这三年里面，我到底在主里真的有在跑？跑了多少？
In the last 3 years, pandemic, you know, have we ran? You know, how much have we ran in the Lord?
去年弟兄一直在讲恢复主的见证在我们当中。
Last year, our brother has been sharing with us to recover the testimony of the Lord amongst us.
在这一年的里面，我们里面到底有在觉得我真的在跑吗？
In this last year, inside of us, do we feel we have been running?
我在想保罗是传福音的人。
Paul preaches the gospel.
如果我们看到罗马书的话，读罗马书第一章的话，
If we go to Romans chapter 1,
第一节到第三节，
verses 1 to 3,
这耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经里所应许的。
Which he promised before through his prophets in the holy scriptures.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
按圣上的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
And declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
保罗在这里说他是特派传神的福音的。
Paul said here that he has been separated to the gospel of God.
如果说对福音准确的认识，没有人会超过保罗的。
If we were to speak about, you know, having an accurate understanding of the gospel, no one can surpass Paul.
所以在讲到得到这福音的好处。
When he said to be partaker of this gospel,
没有比保罗更清楚的。
There is none that surpassed him.
他也在这里讲到这福音其实就是关系一个人。
And he speaks about this gospel, it concerns a person.
就是主耶稣神的儿子。
That it's Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
他曾经道成肉身。
That he came in flesh.
为罪人死在十字架上。
That he died for sinners on the cross.
从死里复活。
That he resurrected from the dead.
他在这个救恩里面所要成就的。
And all that he has set to accomplish in this salvation.
所以当保罗说这福音的好处，我觉得我们就是需要认真的来思想，是不是我们对这福音的好处有一个错误的认识。
And when Paul said to this goodness of this gospel, have we misunderstand it?
保罗说这个福音是我们大家都在这个里面的。
He said that this gospel, we are all in this gospel.
然后我们在这信的这福音前面有一段路。
And after we believe, you know, there is set for us this way, this 一段路。
就
there is this set course.
就是这一段路是神量给我们的。
And this course it has been set for us by the Lord.
这段路有一个结束的时间的。
And it has a time of completion.
这段时间就是主再来的时候。
And this the time is when our Lord returns.
当主一再来，这段路程就结束了。
And when the Lord returns, it's done.
或者当主迟延的时候。
Or if the Lord should tarry.
这段路就是在我们生命终了的时候。
It'll be at the end of our life.
所以我们能够抓住的就是这一段时间。
And what we can grapple of is this time here.
如果我们不认识这福音的好处的话。
If we do not know the gospel.
我们不认真的跑这条路的话。
If we are not serious in running this race.
像保罗这里所担心的。
And what Paul said here,
他说我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
That's when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
这里的被弃绝不是他失去了那个永远的救恩。
By being disqualified doesn't mean that he loses his salvation.
而是主在时间，这一段时间，我们在地上行走的时候，主所要我们得到的这福音的好处。
That while we are still walking in this time and space, the goodness that the Lord wants us to have.
我在想这福音的好处，我先说不是的。
I'll share what is not the gospel.
我们主耶稣打过一个比喻，就是讲到他在地上的时候，他不禁止祷告。
Our Lord has speak about a parable that he doesn't fast while he's here.
那些法利赛人就说，你为什么不禁止祷告？
And the Pharisees wonder why do you not fast?
然后主耶稣就打了一个比喻说。
And he gave a parable.
他说新布不是用来补在旧衣服上的。
And he said that the new cloth piece of unshrunk cloth is not to put it on the old garment.
但是新酒不是装在旧皮袋里的。
That the new wine is not to be put into the old wineskin.
这个新都是指着主给我们的一个新的生命。
This newness, the new is referring to the new life that God gives to us.
所以他这里我就用主耶稣这个比喻，新布不是补在旧衣服身上的。
That is, this piece of unstrung cloth is not to be put on the old garment to mend it.
我们信了主，我们重生了。
After we believe, when we have been born again,
我们得到这个新生命。
We receive this new life.
它不是帮助我们过去我们在地上的一个追求一个目的。
It's not to help us with the pursuit, the purpose of our life before we believe.
不是我以前有一个梦想，我一个追求的，我做不到。今天我信了主，主能够帮助我做到。
It's not that I have a pursuit, I have a dream before I could know the Lord, and now I receive the Lord, and the Lord will help me to get this.
这不是那福音的好处。
This is not the gospel.
它也不是新酒装在旧皮袋里。
This is not the unstrung cloth being, this is not the new wine being in, put into the old wineskin.
不是说我今天认识主，读了圣经，我知道主所要我过了怎样的一种生活。
It's not that, now I believe in the Lord, I read the Bible, and the, Bible speaks of what the Lord wants, the living, the kind of living that God wants.
我就用我旧的生命。
Then I'll use my old life
想活出这个新的生活
to live out this new life.
这不是这福音的好处。
This is not the gospel.
另外一个就是这福音不是我们所想的，就是在地上得着主的一点点的祝福。
And this gospel is not about just receiving this, some of the blessings that God gives to us.
不是那一点短暂的好处。
It's not these short-lived benefits.
不是我们关乎我自己个人的一点目的。
It's not about the little purpose, of that we have regard, regarding our own self.
我们信了主。
We believed.
我们过去所犯的罪都蒙主的赦免。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们可以脱离将来永死的结局。
And we can be delivered from the eternal death.
我们不用担心那有一天在主面前的审判。
We do not have to worry about the eternal judgment.
而且我们有了主的生命。
And we have God's life.
我们能够在生活中有依靠。
And we have someone to lean on.
这都是主所应许的，都是主所给我们的。
Indeed, this is what the Lord has promised us and what He has given us.
但这仅仅是这福音好处的一个开始。
But this is just the beginning of the gospel.
这不是保罗在这里所要说的，这福音保持的最终所要得着的。
And this is not what Paul is referring here in 1 Corinthians of this gospel.
所以我们知道这福音既然是神起的头
We know that since God has initiated this gospel
所以这福音的好处也只能从神那里我们才真知道
And we can only come to the Lord to truly know the gospel
我们来一起从主的话我们再来读几节的圣经
We'll read some more of God's word
我们翻到哥林多前书第二章
1 Corinthians chapter 2
第七节
Verse 7
我们读两处的圣经第一是哥林多前书第二章第七节我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory
所以保罗在这里是讲到那福音
And Paul here speaks of the gospel
他说从前是奥秘的今天却让我们可以知晓
That it was a mystery, a hidden wisdom but today we know
他最终是要叫我们得荣耀的
Its end is for us to receive glory
我们再翻到以弗所书
Ephesians
第一章第八节
Chapter 1 verse 18
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints
当我以前读到这一节圣经刚才讲到这几节圣经的时候我被那个荣耀 又吸引，然后又摸不着。
In the past, when I read, when I was reading these two verses, you know, when it says the glory, I'm being drawn to it, but I cannot have it.
我们信了主，我们有荣耀的。
When we believe in the Lord, we have this glory.
但是主啊，这荣耀到底是什么呢？
But what is this glory?
是不是有一天主在招我们去的时候，他排名的时候，哦，这谁第一名，这是第二名，那个叫荣耀呢？
Is it when we see the Lord, you know, you say, oh, you know, you get first place, you get second place, or then that is the glory?
哎，是不是说，哎，你当年是在哪里聚会的，跟哪一群人聚会，那个聚会的光景怎么样呢？
Or where do you gather, you know, who are you gathering with, and you know, what's the condition of the gathering?
哎，你是不是在当年是认真的服事有许多的果效呢？
You know, serve diligently, and you know, there's very effective serving.
这些或者可以叫我们知道啊，这个是荣耀的。
Maybe that can, you know, give us an idea of what glory is.
但是这不是在这里说我们所得到的荣耀。
But this is not the glory that the Lord says here that we will receive.
我们读两处的圣经。
We'll read two passages.
在罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
29节30节
29-30
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效仿他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子预先所定下的人又招他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
For whom he foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren moreover whom he predestined these he also called whom he called these he also justified and whom he justified these he also glorified
注意这里他说效法他儿子的模样
Pay attention to be conformed to the image of his son
就是磨成他儿子的模样
To be conformed to the image of his son.
然后三十节这里叫他们得荣耀。
And in verse 30, that they may receive glory.
我们再翻到彼得后书。
Second Peter.
这是彼得在路上的生命到了终了的时候。
So at the end of Peter's life.
他给同蒙恩的人的一些的鼓励和劝勉。
The encouragement that he gives to those who have received the gospel.
彼得后书第一章第三第四节
Verses 3 and 4.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust
所以彼得在这里劝勉说他说神已经给我们的一些东西
So Peter here encourages us what God has already given to us
他给了我们生命
He has given us life
他也给了我们怎么能够向神的一条路
He also given us a way of how we can be like him
所以第四节说
So in verse 4 it says here
他要我们在地上的这一段路程叫我们能够脱离从世上来的从情欲来的败坏
so that in this period of time while we're on the earth that we can we having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love
能够与神的性情有份
that we can be partakers of the divine nature
这里当我们读的时候我们里面会觉得主给我们是何等大的一件事情
when we read we can see how great the Lord has given to us
他要我们这样败坏的人这么软弱的人
that we are so corrupted and so weak
有一天主的性情能够在我们里面彰显
then one day the divine nature of God can be manifested
就是我们这个人能够从里面能够彰显神的自己
then we from within we can manifest the Lord his nature
所以我们能看到这福音的好处神要我们得着的
Then we can see what God wants us to receive this gospel.
不是外面的工作,
It's not the outward work. It's not the outward glory. But how much of His image is in us.
用弟兄们常常的交通就是主的生命在我们里有多少。
And brothers often share with us how much of His life is in us.
主的生命在我们里有多少, 主的形象在我们身上就能显多少。
How much of His life is in us, how much of His image can be manifested through us.
我们有时候在想,我们看我们自己, 怎么可能呢?
Oftentimes we look at ourselves, how can this be?
我们是这么一个软弱的人。
We are such weak beings.
我们是这样一个无用的人。
We are useless.
我们是这样一个制造麻烦的人。
We are just troublemakers.
我们遇到事情跟主的反应是截然不同的。
Our reaction when we face things, problems, you know, is so different from our Lord. How we view things is different from the Lord. What we want to do is not in sync with what the Lord wants to do.
但这就是神在我们在地上还活着的时候主要我们得到的。
But the Lord wants us to gain while we are still here on this earth.
所以主才会在地上就安排一切的环境，就是要把我们磨成他自己的形象。
So He arranged all these circumstances in order to conform us to the image of His Son.
不光在我们个人的生活的里面,
not only in our individual lives.
他觉得一个人还不够，好吧，摆在一起来磨成他的形象。
One person is not enough, so He put us together to conform in the image of His Son.
所以彼得在建主之前，他特别强调的。
So before Peter went to meet the Lord, this is what he emphasized.
不是他自己在地上的工作。
Not the work, not his own work on the earth.
借着这一切主在他身上得到的改变。
But through all of these, the change that the Lord has obtained
就是,
in his life.
就是魂的救恩。
That is salvation of the soul.
他说只有这样才能分分复复进神的国。
Only then can he go into the kingdom of God abundantly.
保罗是看到这样福音的好处，所以他在一直在奔跑。
So that is Paul sees this gospel, and that is why he ran.
我们是否也朝着这样一个目标在这样奔跑呢？
Are we running, you know, towards this goal?
所以第一方面，这福音的好处是看到这福音是把我们带到一个地步，我们能够向主。
So we see that this gospel it brings us to the point where we can be like the Lord.
我们再看使徒行传。
We'll look at Acts.
我们从使徒行传上来看这福音的另一个好处。
We'll see the other goodness of the gospel here.
使徒行传第一章第六到第八节。
Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊。” 你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。”Therefore,
when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in His own authority."
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。 并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
第九节的前一半。
And the first half of 9.
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升了。
Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up.
这是主复活升天。 复活以后升天之前跟门徒的一段对话。This
was the conversation that the Lord had with the disciples after he resurrected and before he ascended.
门徒们问是不是主在地上掌权的时候到了。The
disciples asked, you know, is this when you have, you know, to restore the kingdom now?
但主告诉他这个时候 这个日期我们是不知道的，只有父知道。
But the Lord tells them that we do not know the times or the seasons, only the Father knows.
但他要留我们在地上是要
But he leaves us here
做他的见证
to be his testimony.
然后他就升天了。
And then he ascended.
我啊，信主初初信主的时候有一个想法，就是抓为什么信的主不马上就升到天上去
？When I first believed the Lord, I have this thought, you know, why, you know, the, why, Lord, you know, when we receive you, you know, when we accepted you, how come you don't just bring us to heaven?
其实我们跟门徒当年的想法是一样的。
You know, we are thinking the same line as the disciples at that time.
但是主在这里有一个目的。
But the Lord has a purpose here.
有一个积极的目的。
A very active purpose.
一个荣耀的目的。
A glorious purpose.
就是把你我这群信了福音的人在地上做成他自己的见证。
And all of us who believe in the gospel, he will make us into, to his testimony.
所以他特意留我们在地上。
So he purposefully leave us here.
我在想，如果一信主就被提到天上的时候
I was thinking, you know, if after we believe, you know, we'll just be, we will be up in heaven.
可能过一段时间不久我就会下来了
Maybe after not much time, you know, I'll be back down here.
因为我们的性情可能并不能够在天上能够待多久
Because our nature, you know, we cannot stand, being up there for too long.
但不管怎样，主把我们留在地上
And no matter what, the Lord has left us here.
主把我们留在一起是为了他的见证。
The Lord leaves us here together for His testimony.
所以我们就看到使徒行传的里面。
So we see in the book of Acts.
神的灵在那里做工。
The Spirit of God works there.
然后福音就传到了各个地方。
And the gospel was preached, into all places.
可能是因着一个人先信了主。
Maybe one first believed.
或者在一个家中家里的人信了主。
Maybe in that one house, that whole household believed in the Lord.
后来福音就在那里展开了。
And then the gospel went from there.
然后就很多的人信主。
And many came to the Lord.
然后我们就在那个地方成立了聚会。
And there was a gathering there.
主就借着圣灵在那里工作。
And the Lord worked through the Holy Spirit.
在那里建造神的家。
And there he built the house of God.
但是主在那里有一个意思，就是在那个地方用那个教会来见证主的自己。
And there, the Lord used that church to bear His own testimony.
所以圣经上说
，So the Bible speaks here.
教会在地上是主的灯台。
That the church on this earth is the lampstand of the Lord.
我们本身没有什么。
We have nothing on our own.
那个灯台就是为了发光。
The lampstand is to shine the light.
有一段时间有一个人问啊、就是你们聚会到底是怎样的聚会
？There was a period of time someone asked, you know, what kind of meeting are you guys? What kind of gathering?
那时候我也很年幼，我就说我们不属于任何一个啊。一个派别的。
I was very young in the Lord, so I said, you know, we do not belong to any denomination.
我说我就是在这边读书。
I came here for my studies.
然后有人跟我传福音。
Somebody preached to me.
啊，主开了我眼睛，让我认识了他。
The Lord opened my eyes to that I know the Lord.
我就信了他。
And I believed in Him.
然后就跟这里的弟兄姊妹一起读圣经，认识神。
And I read the Bible with brothers and sisters to know God.
最简单的按照圣经上的教训，我们就这样一起生活在一起。
And according, you know, simply according to what the Bible says, we live together like this.
我实在找不出用其他的东西来形容我们是怎样的一个团体。
I couldn't find how, you know, what to how to describe, you know, our gathering.
然后我又在想，哎，那我是这样就在一起生活，然后又生了孩子，然后又一代一代就这样活着吗？
Then I ask myself, you know, do I, you know, I have a family now, you know, they have kids, and you know that do I just go, you know, out, you know, generation after generation, we live like this?
然后后来就我也带着一个全球的心，就是主，这教会在地上到底是要做什么？
And I came to the Lord with a seeking heart. What is the church doing on this earth?
然后在读《使徒行传》的时候。
So when I was reading the book of Acts,
就给我看见。
So the Lord showed to me.
我们在这里聚集，是神曾经在某一个时间，他起了一个头。
We gather here today because at that, there is a time where the Lord initiated us.
然后主一直在这里工作，他建立是叫这个灯台能够被建立，能够发光，见证主的自己。
That the Lord continued to work here, to that this lampstand, lampstand can, to shine light to bear His own testimony.
我们可能对聚会起初开始，我们不知道怎么开始的。
Maybe we do not know how the meeting started.
我们可能也就在这当中就信了主。
And maybe we, you know, believe in the Lord while we are here.
或者我们从别的地方信了主，主也把带到这里。
Or maybe we received the Lord in other places and the Lord brought us here.
然后我们在这里聚会。
And we gather here.
或者我们生在这边聚会的家庭里面，我就长在这个聚会里面。
Or maybe we are born in the families who have been gathering here and I grew up here.
但我想就是一个劝勉，就是我们在这里，虽然神给我们一个家。
I want to encourage all of us, you know, even though we're here, you know, and the Lord has given us a house.
主在地上带领我们。
And the Lord is leading us here on this earth.
主在保护我们。
The Lord protects us.
主也在供应我们。
And He also provides for us.
但这一切的背后，主要我们得到这福音的好处，就是能够被建立，能够彰显他的自己。
That the Lord wants us to receive this fullness of this gospel to manifest Himself.
什么时候我们从这样一个目的的里面被带出去了？
At any time when we are being brought outside of this purpose,
主说他可以叫这个灯台撤去。
The Lord said He can take away this lampstand.
也就是我们得到这福音的好处，主是要我们能够在一起被建立，能够彰显他的自己。
Because when we receive this gospel, the Lord wants to build us up to bear witness to Him.
我在想，我们弟兄上一周就讲了很多关于教会的意义和教会之路。
Our brother shared with us the meaning of the church and the way of the church last week.
最后一个想到这福音的好处。
Lastly, when I'm thinking of this gospel,
我们想到主耶稣来到这地上传福音的起头的时候。
When our Lord first came to preach the gospel.
马太福音第四章十七节。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以主耶稣在这里传着福音。
So when the Lord Jesus preached this gospel,
是要叫我们能够进天国。
It's for us to enter into the kingdom.
我们翻到二十四章第十四节。
We'll turn to chapter 24, verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
我们知道主耶稣第一次来到地上。
We know when our Lord Jesus first came to the earth.
是为了要拯救罪人。
It's to save sinners.
主耶稣还要第二次再来。
He's coming again.
主要在地上做完一千年。
He's going to be king reigning for 1,000 years here.
这就是主在这里说的天国。
This is what he refers to the kingdom of heaven.
我们再翻到启示录第十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation 19.
在那一天，当天国显现的时候
，When the kingdom of heaven is shown, realized,
是何等的喜乐的日子
！How joyful the day is！
第十九章第七节和第九节
，Chapter 19, verse 7 and verse 9。
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
When the kingdom of heaven appears, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
在这里是一个欢喜快乐日子，所有们救赎的都应当是一个欢喜快乐的来见主。
It is a day of gladness and rejoicing, and those who have believed are to come with gladness and joy.
第九节说,
and verse 9,
天使吩咐我说你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之宴席有份了有福了又对我说这是神真实的话。
Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God.
圣经在这里加上第九节。
It adds here on chapter 9, verse 9.
它是特别提醒我们。
It's to specifically remind us.
他说那一天会到的。
That day will come.
在那一天与婚羊与羔羊这个宴席有份的人是有福的。
That on that day, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
然后他也说这是神真实的话。
It also says here, these are the true sayings of God.
所以主的这一天一定会来的。
This day of the Lord will come.
所以当我们读提摩太后书是保罗的最后一封书信。
When we read Second Timothy, that's the last letter of Paul.
在第四章他那里说。
And in chapter 4, he says here.
他要离世见主了。第四章第八节。
And he's going to leave and meet the Lord in verse 8.
他从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。不但赐给我，也要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这是保罗在给提摩太的一封书信。
This is a letter Paul wrote to Timothy.
也是给所有信了这福音的人的书信。
And also written to all who have believed in this gospel.
他一生打了那美好的仗，今天要离开地上去见主了。
He has fought the good fight through his life, and he is coming to see. He is going to go see the Lord.
他在这里跟，好像跟所有信主的人在这里告别。
He is bidding farewell to all the believers.
我能想象保罗那个时候的心情，就是我要进天国了。
I can kind of think about Paul's feeling at that time, you know, I'm going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
好好走地上的路，好好跑地上的路，我们天国见。
You know, fight a good fight, you know, finish the course, and we'll see each other in the kingdom of heaven.
他说那不但是赐给我的，也是赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And it's not only given to me, but given to all those who love his appearing.
当主也告诉我们。
The Lord also tells us.
他说天国是努力进入的努力的人才能得着
Then we enter the kingdom of heaven with violence and those who take it violently will enter
因为我们今天在地上有仇敌的拦阻
Because today on this earth there is a hindrance from the enemy
有世界的影响
And the
影响
influence of the world
我们肉体的败坏
And the corruptness of our flesh.
这些都拦住我们能进入神的国。
And these will hinder us from entering into the kingdom of heaven.
是需要我们努力的。
And we have to really strive.
力量，我想说，这是我这次在思想保罗，我在想保罗那个福音的好处，他是看到了这个。
When I was pondering of Paul speaking of the gospel, I think he saw this.
这一个福音的好处是你我蒙恩的人都要得着的。神原先是这么定的。
That this gospel, the Lord has set for us to receive.
而且还不光是好像一个摆在前面的目标，是神今天正在我们身上所做的。
It's not only the goal that is set before us, but what the Lord is doing now in our lives.
他说要把我们磨成他自己的形象。
He said he will conform us to the image of his son.
怎么磨呢
？But how？
圣经上说，圣灵在那里安排万事互相效力，叫你我能够被磨成他的儿子的形象。
That the Holy Spirit is working all things, you know, to work that we can be conformed to the image of His Son.
你想想，在我们身上所有发生的事情，就是神今天要我们得到这福音的好处。
That all the things that are happening in our lives today is that the Lord wants us to receive this gospel, this fullness.
我们弟兄上一周也在讲，我们今天是神在书写教会的历史。
That our brother shared us that today the Lord is writing the history, continuing writing the history of the church.
所以是主今天正在我们身上来工作，叫我们得到这福音的好处。
That the Lord is working in our lives today for us to receive this the whole fullness of this gospel.
主今天也是在我们心的深处。来鼓励我们工作在我们身上好叫我们能够进入天国
As he's encouraging us it, deep in our hearts he's working in us in order for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven
所以我心中有个深深的感觉
I feel this strongly in my heart
今天我们是在一个特别的时代
that we are in very special times
pandemic 还没过去
the pandemic is not over yet
但今天我们不是等着这个 pandemic 过去。
But today, we are not waiting for the pandemic to be over.
我们不是等着这个经济好了。
We are not waiting for the economy to be better.
我们不是等着这个国际关系好了。
We are not waiting for, you know, the world's relationship to be good.
我们不是等着我们在这地上的所有的梦想成就了。
We are not waiting for all the dreams that we have on this earth to be accomplished.
我们应该是知道看见主要我们得到这福音的好处
We ought to know and see this fullness of this gospel that the Lord wants us to gain
我们是朝着主所要的努力在奔跑
That we are facing, focusing on what the Lord wants us to gain that we are running towards that
或者我们可以像保罗一样得到这福音真正的好处
And perhaps we can be like Paul to truly receive this fullness
所以这就是保罗心中所看见的这福音的好处。
And this is what God, what Paul sees in the gospel.
他知道这一生都是为着要得到这福音的好处。
That in his entire life is to receive this gospel.
所以他在跑。
So he ran.
所以我在思想，就照着我自己的一个感觉，就是最近看到弟兄姊妹和我自己经历的，就是一点的啊。想跟大家劝勉的。
So I've been pondering in my heart what I've been going through and what brothers and sisters are going through, and I'd like to share a little up here.
就是当我们跑这条天路的时候，有一些前提的条件，我们要知道，我们要认定。
There are some as we run this heavenly way, there are some criteria that we have to know.
我们要相信主的话。
We have to believe in God's word.
最近在传福音是碰到都是一些年轻人。
I've been preaching the gospel lately, and a lot of young people.
啊，有些是大学本科生。
Some are undergrad.
然后在谈的时候，能感觉心中都非常的啊迷茫，许多的难处，想要得到一个依靠。一个平安，一个喜乐。
They are very confused, many trouble in their hearts. You know, they want to have someone to lean on, also to have peace.
但是当跟他来讲到神的话的时候
，But when you speak with them, you share God's word with them.
我说，在地上你要寻找真理。
And on this earth, you want to look for truth.
寻找那不变的。
We need to seek truth, seek the one that doesn't change.
只有那个真理不变的才能够真正满足。
Only the truth that doesn't change can truly satisfy you.
但是像讲到，比如说讲到人真的有灵魂的。
When we speak about that man truly has this spirit and has soul.
有时候你空虚。
And you sometimes when you feel empty.
你迷茫
You are confused.
就是我们这个魂
It's in the soul.
但是人一谈到灵魂他就说哦没有灵魂的
When you speak that to them about the spirit, he said that the Pharisee said, no, there's no such thing.
他说只有那个脑电波
There's no spirit, and so there's only this brain wave.
我也不知道怎么翻译。反正就是真正要来寻求那个祝福的时候，这些东西就没办法相信了。
So when they're truly wanting to seek the blessing that they so wanted, they couldn't believe.
因为他相信了这个世界上所教的。
Because they believe what the world teaches them.
我们知道人都在讲要自由，讲要平安和喜乐。
And men are talking about, you know, wanting freedom, wanting joy and peace.
都是那个心中感觉喜乐的，我想要的，其他的我都不想，我也不要。
I want to feel you know, the joy, you know, and other things I don't want.
但我们知道。
But we know.
当一个人真的活在神的一个定规的里面，他是有满足的喜乐的。
When one lives in that set, in the place where God has given him, then he will have that fullness of joy.
一方面我感觉就是很艰难。
Sometimes I feel that's difficult.
但一方面我心中就感谢主。
On the other hand, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
让我能够读到主的话，也相信主的话是不变的。
That I can read his word and believe his word, that his word changes not.
是那个真理。
That is the truth.
所以我们要认定主的话是那个真理，是不变的。
We have to acknowledge that his word is the truth, it doesn't change.
主的话经过时间的考验。
It goes, you know, through time.
主以他自己做他话语的保证。
That he the guarantor for his own word.
不是世界的提出一个新的说法，出现一个新的事物的话，好像跟圣经不符合，哎，我就怀疑圣经了。
Or, you know, it's not like when the world has this saying, you know, it comes out a new saying and it doesn't match with the Bible and I don't believe in the Bible anymore.
我觉得有一位弟兄讲的好，他说，我发现一个新的东西出现了，跟圣经不一样的。
A brother was saying, oh, you know, I see this new thing. It's different from the Bible.
一定是那个东西错了。
Then that thing must be wrong.
就等着看吧。
Well, we'll watch and see, you know.
所以我们不是根据我的感觉，我的理解，通过了，好的，我才接受。
It's not that we're all feeling, you know, we feel like this thing is right, you know, then, you know, it's good.
所以这是我们跑天路所必须认定的，就是神的话是不变的。
So as we are running on this heavenly way, we have to acknowledge that the word of God doesn't change.
因为我们跑的这条路也是在神的话语所定规的。
Because the way that we are running on this way has been set by the Lord.
我想第二个要认定的就是说，我们不能够再以自己为中心。
And the second thing is we cannot continue to being self-centered.
因为这个福音是神起的头，是为着神的目的的。
Because this gospel has been initiated by God and it's for His purpose.
他是要救我们从自己的里面出来，把我们带到神他的旨意的里面。
He is delivering us from ourselves into His purpose.
当我们，我觉得我们需要常常的思想，我是不是一个以自己为中心的人？
We have to often ponder on this. Am I one who only focus on myself?
当我们是一个以自己为中心的人，你会发现什么东西都变了样。
If you know, you realize that when we are self-centered, then everything changes.
主给我们的祝福也不会真的叫我们能够满足。
The blessings that God has given us will not cause us to be fully satisfied.
我们的祷告可能也是变了样。
And our prayers are kind of not it's just changed.
如果我是以自己为中心的，我就祷告中拉着神成就我所要的。
If I'm self-centered, and when I pray, you know, I'll make God, you know, answer it my way.
如果我是以自我为中心的，我的亲近主也是为着某种目的的。
And if I'm self-centered, then my drawing nigh to God will also have my own selfish purpose.
我们在我们的家中在聚会的时候，以自我为中心的时候，你会发现带来很多的。难处。
And at home and also in the meeting place, in the house of God, that if we're self-centered, then we'll bring many difficulties in here.
当我想到以自我为中心，我就想到两个图画一样。
When I think about self-centeredness, I think about two pictures.
一个叫挪用公款。
One is, you know, you use them, their company's money.
就是主给我们他的恩典是为了他的心意的。
Because God gives us grace is for His purpose.
我们用在自己的利益的上面。
We use for our own benefits.
就像那个挪用公款一样。
It's just like you're using the company's money.
那个公款是为着一个他的用处的。
The company's money is for the company's purpose.
不是为着以我的中心来用的。
It's not used for our centered, own selfish purpose.
我会再想的一个图片就是小时候常常坐车看到的一个图片。
I'm thinking the other picture is when I was young, you know, when I'm on the bus, I would see this picture.
就是经过一个村庄。
I'm going through a village.
那个墙上会写着一个拆。
Those boards, you know, it will say tear down.
因为政府有政策。
Because there's this government policy.
你应该在哪里建，怎么建。
You know, there's a set place where you can build and how you can build.
但是人就是照着自己的意思，他就是建。
But man, according to his own ways, you know, he starts to build.
上会你会发现那个墙上很大的一个红字拆。
And then on that wall, you'll see that very large word, tear down.
你刚刚正在建的，它写着一个拆。
You just build it, it says there, tear down.
你再造好了放在那里一两年了，它照样是拆。
You build it maybe already for a year or two, it will still say there, tear it down.
因为你所建造的不是在它规定的地方在建。
Because you're not building on where it has been set for building.
不是照着他的意思在建。
It's not according to the set way.
所以以己为中心的所有在主里的建造已经在主那里已经判断是要拆的。
So when you build according to your own selfish purpose, then on God's end, it has to be tear down.
不管你知不知道主都是要拆的。
Whether you know it or not, the Lord will tear it down.
所以希望今天我们看到这个以己为中心不是神所要的。
So we hope that we see today that this, when we're focusing on ourselves, self-centeredness is not what God wants.
我们是照着神的心意在建。
We're building according to His will.
但只有我们一个人真的是奉献的人才可以，神才可以将我们从以己为中心被拯救出来。
Not only if we are truly consecrated to the Lord, then He can deliver us from this self-centeredness.
因为奉献就是把自己完全交给主。
Because consecration is to give ourselves completely to the Lord.
不是为着我自己，是为着神自己的心意。
It's not for my own selfish reason, but for His own purpose.
让他在我身上工作。
That He may work in my life.
让他来带领我。
That He may work in me, that He can lead me.
慢慢的主就把我们带进了他自己的心意的里面。
And gradually He will bring us into His purpose.
第二个我想强调的就是我们要恢复亲近主。
And I also want to emphasize on drawing nigh to the Lord.
或者说就是与神同在的生活。
Or we can say it's a life that is with the Lord.
因为弟兄们说这个里面的生命能够成长跟我们与主的亲近是息息相关的。
Because brothers have shared with us that in order for this life to grow, it's very closely tightly knit with us being close to the Lord.
那我心中有一个被提醒，就是我们常常忽略了那个亲近主。
I'm being reminded in my heart that we oftentimes neglect this drawing nigh to the Lord.
我们也错误地理解了亲近主。
And we also misunderstand what it means to draw nigh to Him.
我们忽略亲近主是因为我们被许多要做的事所占据了心。
We neglect, because we are already preoccupied by the things we want to do.
主的心意是要我们信的主，我们一直能够与他同住的。
The Lord's heart is that when we believe in Him, that we can continually live with Him.
我们知道这是神心中一直的心意。
And this is what God's will is for us to abide in Him.
他要与人同住。
He wants to dwell amongst men.
所以主耶稣有一个名叫以马内利。
So our Lord Jesus has a name, Emmanuel.
就是神与人同在。
A God with man.
主的这个心意其实在旧约里就显明了。
It's been revealed to us in the Old Testament.
当我们知道在旧约里面有一个图画，就是神的帐幕在百姓的营的正中间。
And we know this picture in the Old Testament that the tabernacle of God is in the center of his people's camp.
十二个支派的那个营就围着那个帐幕来安营了。
The camp of the 12 tribes, they camped around the tabernacle.
但是人是住在自己的营里面。
But men live in their own camp.
神在他的帐幕里。
And God in his own tabernacle.
在至圣所里。
It's in the Holy of Holies.
好像神很 lonely, 要就是很很孤单。
That is as if the Lord, he is lonely.
人不敢来到他面前。
Men do not dare draw nigh to him.
人不喜悦来到他面前。
And men do not desire, do not love to come before him.
但是摩西却喜欢来到帐幕里面。
But Moses, he desires and he loves to come to the tabernacle.
我们是不是就满足就是神的帐幕在以色列营的附近就满足了呢？
Are we satisfied that the tabernacle of God is just, you know, close to the camp of Israel?
那时候人都不能进入至圣所，是因为有幔子在那里。
And man cannot enter into Holy of Holies because there is a veil.
神不是说他的帐幕在十二营的中间他就满足了。
God is not satisfied that his tabernacle is in the center of the camp.
他是要他的百姓都能够来到他的至圣所里。
He wants his people to be able to enter.
但是那条路没有开，所以在旧约里面，神虽然在他的百姓当中，但是他很孤单。
But the way to the Holy of Holies is closed, so that even though God is among them, but he is lonely.
他所救赎的百姓还不能够直接来到他的至圣所。
That the people that he has redeemed are not able to come yet into the Holy of Holies.
但今天主耶稣为我们死在十字架上，就把那个幔子裂开了。
But the Lord Jesus worked on the cross, he already tore the veil.
今天我们能够靠着主的宝血进到神的面前。
And by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can come before God.
我们能够住在那里。
We can live there.
这就是大卫的诗篇说，我渴慕住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的容颜。
And this is what David said in his psalm, he desires to come and be there in his temple to look at his face.
在旧约里，爱神的人都有这个渴慕，就是能够一生一世住在神的殿中来瞻仰他。
And those in the Old Testament who love the Lord, they have the desire that all the days of their lives they can dwell in the house of the Lord to look and on His countenance.
也只有住在神的殿中，一直跟他有交通。
Only to live there and to continually have that fellowship.
我们人才能够从心中知道神心中怎么想的。
Then we can in our hearts.Truly know what the Lord is thinking.
主也会引导我们该做什么，应该怎么做。
The Lord also will lead us, you know, what to do, how to do it.
所以是在幔内的生活来影响外面的工作。
So it's this life within the veil that has influence on what we do outwardly.
但我们今天好像还活在旧约的那个旧帐幕的那个感觉里面。
But today we are like living just like in the Old Testament time we are in the camps, you know, outside of the tabernacle.
我们在外面神的帐幕外面做了很多事，有事情的时候才去见一下。
We do a lot of things outside the tabernacle and only when we have certain things we need to see him then we'll come to him.
但主耶稣在地上的时候，我们从主耶稣的生活，我们看到神要我们怎样过的一个生活。
But when the Lord was on this earth, we see from his life what the life God wants us to live.
主在地上也跑神为他定的那条路。
The Lord Jesus also ran the course that the Father had set for him.
有许多的工作。
Many work that he has to do.
许多的需要。
Many needs.
但是有一件事情当。
But there's one thing.
当人都离去的时候，当晚上的时候，主总是回到神的面前。
And in the evening when people leave, you know, during the last, the Lord always returned to the Father.
然后第二天又有第二天该跑的路。
And the next day, there is the set course to run again.
所以这是神给我们他心中所想的所亲近主的那个生活。
That's what the Lord has for us, the life that draws nigh to Him.
只有最近我又重新读了一下劳伦斯弟兄呢与神同在的操练。
I read again, Brother Lawrence's sharing, you know, practicing in, the presence of the Lord.
因为有许多弟兄都从我们弟兄的经历和交通里面得到很多的帮助。
Many brothers have received help by from our brothers' experience.
我们弟兄说他爱慕与神同住的那个生活。
Because our brother, he said that, you know, he loved the life that is abiding in the Lord.
因为这位神是一位至高的神，是一位慈爱的主。
And he's the most high God, and that he's the one of loving kindness.
他信主的经历很简单，在他十八岁的时候。
His coming to the Lord is very simple when he was 18.
是一个冬天的日子。
It was in the winter.
就像我们现在一样。
Just like right now.
那个看到树上的叶子全都掉光了。
And no more leaves on the tree.
一片的荒凉萧条。
It's all waste. Like nothing was there.
但是他又想明年呢。
And he thought about the next year.
他春天来了呢。
Spring is coming.
他叶子就长出来了。
The trees will start to budding.
又开花了，又结果了。
There'll be flowers, there'll be fruits.
他说是这一位至高的神用他的能力叫这个生命一直往前。
It is this most high God with his power to cause these things to keep going forward.
虽然有这许多艰难的环境，但是是神的供应叫他能够又开花又结果。
Even in this difficult difficulty, the Lord through his power causes it to grow again.
是这样一位至高的神叫我们与他恢复和好的关系。
It's this most high God that causes to be reconciled with him.
不光是和好，是要我们与他同住。
Not only to be reconciled with him, but to abide with him.
他心中他就说我要一生一世就是与神同住。
He said, you know, all my life I want to live with him.
所以他心中就是说我只有一个目的，我就是要主的自己。
So he, in his heart, he said, I only have one purpose. I want the Lord himself.
我就想到今天我们实在对亲近主我们有一个错误的认识。
I truly feel we have a misunderstanding of what it means, to come and draw nigh to the Lord.
我们是希望借着亲近主叫我得到好处。
We, you know, we kind of have this wish, desire that, you know, if I were to draw nigh to God, I can receive some benefits.
我的好处得着了，我就不再亲近主了。等下一次。
I receive my benefit, you know, then I will stop drawing nigh to Him. I'll wait for the next time.
那是一个完全错误的认识。
It's a completely wrong understanding.
有点感觉就是我们是在，就算是亲近主，也是在利用主嘛。
It's like, you know, we are drawing nigh to Him, but we are making use of Him.
还是我们注重这个关系主的自己
or are we emphasizing we are focusing on our relationship with him himself
当我读到弟兄在那里讲他的经历你就感觉他在里面好像是跟一个恋人在那里同住一样
you know when I read it, our brother sharing you know his experience it's like he's talking you know he's living with his lover
我就想起我大学读本科的时候 有一个男生喜欢上一个女生
I remember in my freshman year in college, there was this boy that liked the other girl.
那个女生是在学校的小卖店里面当一个雇员的一个女生。
The girl was in this a store in the in on campus selling things.
是卖水。
They sell water.
因为他喜欢这个女生。
Because he likes the girl.
是不管他可不可要不要，他都去买水。
So whether or not he's, he was thirsty, he will go buy the drink.
白天有机会他去买水，晚上有机会他也去买水。
So whether night or day, you know, when he has the opportunity, he will go and buy the water.
你知道那个意思
吗? Do you know what that means?
因为在他的心中他就是要接触那一位。
Because in his heart, he wants to draw close to that girl.
我们弟兄在讲与神同在，其实不是说我因着与神同在有这么许多的祝福，我来与神同在。
So when my brother was sharing, you know, he doesn't mean that because of all these blessings, I want to be with the Lord.
而是这位主， 他是自己成为我的目标，成为我的吸引。
But it is this one, the Lord, He is my, my goal, and He is what attracts me.
因着他有这样一个正确的一个认识。
It is, that because our brother has this accurate, the correct understanding.
他不是要利用主，而是要与主同住。
He wasn't making use of the Lord, but he wants to live with the Lord.
所以他也说。
So he also said.
他说为了亲近主。
To in order to draw nigh to the Lord.
如果是任何的事是主不喜悦的，我都愿意放下。
I'm willing to let go of anything that hinders me that the Lord doesn't want.
因为你如果真的要主不喜悦的。我们如果不知道我们怎么亲近主
Because if you truly want to draw nigh to God and things that the Lord doesn't like, if you still hold on to it, how are you able to draw nigh to Him?
所以他也说，当他因着是爱主的，自己与主亲近。
And he also shared that because he loved the Lord himself, so he drew nigh to Him.
他从主那里得到一个感觉，就是他做所有的事都要因着爱着主。他才做这件事情。
And so, what he received from the Lord is that whatever he does, you know, it is, in order that he, it's because he loves the Lord. That's why he does the thing.
所以他的喜乐是在于遵循神的旨意。
So his joy comes from, to follow God's will.
所以他当他在地上要过他该做的事情的时候，他不觉得苦干。
So even when on this earth he has to do the things that he needed to do, he doesn't feel dry.
他也常常与主有交通。
He also often have fellowship with the Lord.
在小事上就跟主交通。
To have fellowship with the Lord even in the most little things.
所以我们在我讲我就求主恢复我们对主自己的那个渴慕。
I pray that the Lord restore that desire that we have for the Lord.
主的自己才是我们一切奔跑的动力。
The Lord Himself is the motivation of our pursuit.
也是我们奔跑的那个扶持。
And also the strength in our running this race.
我曾经在一个聚会当中被分成一个小组，都是跟一些年长的弟兄们在一起。
There is in this one meeting when I was being put into groups, I was with a lot many of the elderly brothers.
年长的弟兄们聚在一起就喜欢讲历史。
When elderly brothers together, they like to talk about history.
其实我也很享受。
I truly enjoy it.
就是有一个弟兄就讲到他说当年主怎么在他们聚会中复兴他们。
And one brother shared how the Lord revived the meeting.
人也很多。
There were many people.
他们也为主征战。
They also fought for the Lord.
然后主也祝福他们。
The Lord also blessed them.
但是他们就里面就有一个骄傲了。
Then in them start to have this pride.
他总觉得他们很好。
He felt, you know, they were really good.
刚过了大概五年下来。
Five years after.
发现在聚会中争争吵吵。
There was a lot of quarrels, fights in the meeting.
然后年轻人也离开了。
And the young people, they left.
然后也有些家庭离开了。
And some families, they left.
然后弟兄在讲到最后一句话，他说
And at the very end, the brother said,
经过这许多的事情，我认识一件事情。
Through all these things, I understand one thing.
我们在地上一起追求，要追求主的自己。
I've come to understand that on this earth, what we are pursuing, we have to pursue the Lord Himself.
教会不是我们的，教会是主的。
The church is not ours, the church is the Lord's.
教会的成长不是我们的人的努力，而是主自己的工作。
The growth of the church is not man's trying very hard to do, but it's the work of the Lord.
他就读到以赛亚书第九章第六节的一句话。
And he read to us in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
他那里说因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
And for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
他是说教会所有这么多年走过的，其实真正的担子，真正的难处是担在主自己的身上。
All throughout church history, all the ways that the Lord, that the church has been through, this entire responsibility is upon the shoulder, of the Lord.
所以我现在有一个深深的感觉，就是我们经过一段的路，看看我们所跑过的。
We have gone through a period of time, and when we look at the course that we have ran already.
或者我们曾经感觉很好，现在感觉又不好了。
Maybe we have felt good before, maybe now we don't feel good.
以前是非常的滋润的在主里，现在好像怎么又不滋润了？
Maybe before that we felt very being nurtured, but now, you know, very dry.
以前是有力的，现在好像没力了。
And we were strengthened before, and we feel weak now.
其实这里面主要教我们一个，就是我们应该宝贵的是主自己。
The Lord is teaching us here that what we ought to hold precious is the Lord Himself.
主是要我们永远的住在他的至圣所里面。
He wants us to forever abide with him in the Holy of Holies.
Yeah, 我在想在我们亲近主的事上，我们在奔跑这条路，我们就是在平常的日子里面我们在跑。
You know, when we draw nigh to the Lord, when we run this course, you know, it's in this daily life that we are doing it.
我们不是在跑的时候，就是在聚会当中。
When we're running, it's not that we're only running when we're in the meetings.
在我们个人的生活聚会的生活，我们是在每天平常的生活中就在跑。
We are running even in our daily living, the entire of our lives.
但如果在我们平常的生活中不连于主，不再跑的话，我们迟早我们。不会再往前。
If in our daily living we are not with the Lord, then sooner or later we will not be running.
就在生活中，主给我们许多的环境，就是主要我们能够经历他的。
The circumstances that the Lord has arranged for us in our daily living is for us to experience Him.
也是他要我们能够操练他所给我们的。
Also to exercise what he has already given us.
主，我不管我们今天遇到怎样的环境，
no matter what circumstances, environment we are in,
或者我们身体上的，
or whether in our body,
或者家庭里的，
in our house,
或者我们孩子的，
or our children,
或者我们在工作场合的，
at our workplace,
或者我们在聚会当中的，
or in the meeting,
这就是主还在兴起环境叫我们跑那条路。
Is that the Lord is still raising up circumstances for us to continue on this way.
我最近遇到一件事情，我想一个也是就结束今天我所交通的。
I want to end with something that I have experienced lately.
最近我们公司换电脑，每四年要换一次电脑。
For our company, we have to switch off all computers every 4 years.
所以轮到我要换了，我就很快就登记，然后要了一个新电脑。
It was on my turn, so I registered very quickly, and very quickly I received a new laptop.
我收到新电脑之后，马上就 set up， 然后就开始用了。
I received it, you know, I set it up, and I started using it.
用了一个礼拜。
I used it for 1 week.
然后我要记得要把旧的电脑寄回去。
Then I remember I have to send the old one back.
所以我登记寄回去。
So I registered for it to be sent back.
然后送回去了。
So I sent it back.
因为我在开始用新电脑。
So I continue with my new computer.
刚开始的时候，怎么 email 就停在了历史中的某一天，就没有新的 email 进来。
And the emails stopped coming in, you know, after a certain day.
我说有些东西坏了。
I said something must be wrong.
然后慢慢的，公司要的写 report 去的那个 folder 我也不能进去了。
And after that, I couldn't access the folder that my reports were in.
然后最后是我不能 log in 了。
And finally, you know, I couldn't log into the company's computer.
我唯一的一个途径就是打电话给 IT 部门，怎么回事？
And my only way is to contact IT and ask them what's up.
我心中一方面还是有点，心中怎么回事？
I was wondering, you know, what was going on.
但我心中也在琢磨，你这次又要教我什么东西？
I said, Lord, what are you going to teach me this time?
然后后来打电话，打电话他说，哦，你这个新的电脑被 delete 掉了。
He said that, you know, your new computer, you know, everything has been deleted.
我说才刚收到都用了怎么又被 delete 掉我没有 delete 掉它。
I said, you know, I just received it and how come it's all been deleted? I didn't do anything.
他后来去查他说是我没个 mistake.
He went to look at it and he said, yeah, indeed, you made a mistake, yeah.
也当我说要 return 一个电脑的时候我只把我的名字填进去他把我的后面这个新电脑的档案全部填在我的名字底下。
You know, when I received this new computer, I enter my name, and then after that, all the whatever thing is in the new computer is on there.
所以他删掉的不是删掉旧电脑，是删掉新电脑里面所有的东西。
So when IT deletes it is not the old computer, they delete everything that's under my name. Yeah.
所以我学到一个就是太粗心了。
So I learned that, you know, I was not being attentive.
所以当那时候已经接到 project, 就是要很快就要 due.
But I received the project and it was due pretty soon.
所以我就一直打电话给 IT 部门。
So I kept calling them.
然后他说一个部门转另外一个部门又转到另外一个部门。
So they went from one department to another and to another.
他就说你在等。
They just told me, you know, just wait.
我说等这个要我的 project 都快到了。
My project is going to be due soon.
就大概这样打电话等了两天又在等又在打电话。
I waited 2 days and I called again and then called again.
没有进展。
And there was no, nothing was going on.
因为我那时候没有祷告。
Because I didn't pray.
到了下一个礼拜一。
And so the following Monday.
我在打电话之前我说主啊你要让这个打电话的人可以 do something.
So I pray before I make the call. I said, Lord, you have to cause the person who answered my call to do something.
因为主说你不祷告，他就不 make progress.
And the Lord said, if you don't pray, you know, there's not going to be any progress.
因为那次打电话那个人就开始说，哦，我可以帮你在线上帮你订一个新的电脑。
So the person said, I can order a new computer for you online.
所以后面就开始真正的往前走了，再换新，
and then,
又换了一个电脑。
Then I got a new computer, another new one.
就是在那个大概一共有7个工作日没有用电脑。
About 7 consecutive working days I did not have my computer to work on.
我是完全与公司那边没有任何的联系。
I couldn't have any contact with the company at all because of the computer.
组里要开什么会我不知道。
I don't know if there are going to be meetings.
老板要说什么我也不知道。
I don't know what my manager wants.
公司里发生什么事也不知道。
I don't know what's going on in the company.
我所要做的事也不能做。
I cannot do what I needed to do.
我就感觉完全的被从那个地方被隔开了。
I was completely blocked out from that place.
因着我的一个错误。
Just one mistake.
所以这件事让我知道。
It showed me.
我们在属灵的生活的事情上也是一样的。
In our spiritual living, it's the same.
我们跟主的那个交通是不是断了？
Our communion with the Lord, is it broken?
我们回头想总是有一个问题的。
If we look back, there is always one problem.
我们要竭力的把那个 root problem 去掉。
We have to, with diligence,to solve that, to come to that root problem.
恢复那一个交通。
To restore that communion.
我在感谢主，就是我在等的时候，感谢主我没有被公司剔除掉。
I'm so glad that, you know, waiting, you know, I wasn't kicked out of the company.
但是需要恢复。
But needs to be restored.
今天我们跟主的关系也是一样的。
The same, our relationship with the Lord.
我们因着某一个罪。
Maybe one sin.
某着某一个私欲
maybe a lust
或者我其他的追求
or my other pursuits
我们离开了主
and we went away from the Lord
我们仍然是神的儿女
we are still his children
但我们如果一直在这个关系里面知道不对我不要修复的话
but if we're in this relationship and we know there's something going that's wrong with it and we do not want to come and mend it then we're in this relationship that is broken. And my time is way off.
所以我今天主要的负担就是跟弟兄们一起，弟兄姊妹一起交通，我们在地上是有一段行程要跑的。
My burden today is to share, brothers and sisters, that on this earth there is a course that we are running on.
就是保罗他所说的这福音的好处。
Is what Paul mentioned, this gospel.
但这一段路程也只有在我们活着的时候能够跑的。
And this course is only when we're alive that we can run on it.
求主让我们看到他所要的。
We ask the Lord, we pray that that we see what He wants.
竭力来跑这条路。
That we've run with diligence.
也恢复与主的交通，在与主同住的这些光景里面，我们来跑这条路。
And to restore that relationship with the Lord, that we run, you know, while abiding in Him.
好，那我们就一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是你的恩典，让我们仍然能够聚在你的面前。
Lord, it is in your grace that we can still come and gather before you.
主，我们常常会短视。
Lord, oftentimes we are so short-sighted.
我们常常会进到自己的里面跑歪的路。
Oftentimes we go into ourselves and we go off course.
但你仍然在提醒我们。
And Lord, you're still reminding us.
你要我们一起来奔跑你为我们设定的这赛程。
You want us to run together the course that you have set before us.
主要是你留给我们还有时间，我们还能够再跑。
Lord, you have given us time that we can continue to run.
主啊，求你给我们一个爱慕你的心。
Lord, give us a heart that loves you.
主，我们在地上看着你所要我们得到的这好处，主，我们一直向着你奔跑。
Then Lord, this fullness, this goodness that you want us to receive while we are still on earth, Lord, we continue to run.
主啊，求你让我们能够常常回到与你亲近的关系的里面。
Lord, we pray that we will often come and restore to be close to you.
主啊，叫我们在那里能够见你的容脸。
Lord, that we can see that beauty, that glory.
主啊，叫我们里面能够重新得力。
That we can have strength again from within.
主啊，叫我们一直，主啊。 在前面跑等候你的再来
That we can continue to run and Lord we want to wait for your appearing
主耶稣我们感谢你
Lord Jesus we thank you
请你继续带领和保守我们
Continue to lead us and protect us
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name
Amen, Amen.